All right, we have a guy on the line. This is the perfect guy to catch up to or catch up with, considering the story in the Globe and Mail today that maybe Rodgers, the Jays, looking into building a new stadium in the future, because Richard Petty was the president and CEO of Skydome back in 89 through 94. And we know that he was president and CEO of MLSC and everything they went through with building the ACC, now Scotiabank Arena. And he knows the red tape. He knows what it takes to get things done in the city. And he joins us here on Overdrive. Here is Richard Petty. How you doing, Richard?
I'm great, guys. And boy, there's lots of red tape.
Yes, there would be, right? Where do you start with a project like this? If you're the Rodgers family, if you're the Blue Jays, and you determine, okay, we think we want a new stadium, who do you have to call first?
Well, if Skydome is part of the solution, you've got to talk to the people who own the land, which is the federal government. Now, I'm going back many years now to remember running the Skydome, but the deal was that they had a 100-year lease on that property for a specific purpose, to put in a baseball stadium. So they don't own the land. So if they're going to put something that's non-baseball in it, that's the idea is to build offices and condos that make a lot of money, the government's not just going to say, oh, yeah, that's fine. We'll just pass over. We'll just change, scribble some notes on the agreement and off you go. So one of the first calls, and I'm sure if there's any truth to the story, that's already been made in probably multiple meetings. Then you start thinking about, okay, we can do this, but where the hell are we going to play for the next 5 years?
Yeah.
Because you know this thought that they tear down half of it and you play on the, you somehow play baseball on or near that location. If you looked at it, when we built Skydome, there's nothing around it. Now it's surrounded by condos. It's got the aquarium. It's got us, Maple Leaf Sports, up to all the way out to the east. There is no land left for that. So they've got to find a new site. And, building a new baseball park is going to take time. And they got to find that site. It's not like downtown properties are available. There's condos in every corner. So that's a big issue. And then, okay, so we're building a stadium. We've done a deal with the land people. Now we got to tear down Skydome to do this. Skydome is like 30 stories high and like 6 acres of cement.
Right.
You see those great pictures of they put dynamite around an old stadium or arena and push a button and it collapses. That won't be what you can do to Skydome. It's built to take a nuclear weapon. And so then you're surrounded by residential. How do you take that down and be environmentally correct with noise and dust and whatever? So this is a project that is so complex. It's possible. It's going to take a lot of time and a lot of money. Let me reemphasize, a lot of time and a lot of money.
Yes.
And it's possible, but boy, it's a long shot, I think.
You mentioned time. So they decide that they have a location. They're going to build a ballpark, restaurants around it. Are you saying it's 5 to 6 years for the completion of this once they get the green light or go ahead or whatever they want to do with it? That seems like a lot of time, doesn't it?
Well, to get a green light to, let's assume they're not coming back with a baseball stadium to that place.
No, I don't think they can. I don't think they can, Richard, because like you said, you can't put your baseball team in Guelph playing at the university baseball stadium. Their team is on the rise right now, and they got great young players. They can't just put that on hold right now.
No, you can't assume that in this day of ultra-competitiveness in sports franchises for fights for fans and season seat holders and sponsors, you can put it on hold for 6 years and come back and everything's okay. So they've got to build another stadium. And then, so let's say they've got to build a new stadium. That's going to take them 3 years, I'm going to say. Then they've got to tear down Skydome. I'm not Ellis Dawn or those construction companies. They know better than me. Let's say it's a year and a half. We're now up to four and a half years. Then you build the thing. Yeah, 7 years is quite possible if everything goes well.
Wow. We're chatting with Richard Petty, the former president and CEO of MLSC. Go ahead.
Now, the baseball fans don't care about the second phase of this. They just want a new stadium. So maybe the Blue Jays would have a new home in 3 to 4 years. So from a fan, and they don't lose their home. They play in Skydome right to the end. So for baseball fans, it was kind of like the Leafs. Somebody asked me, what was it like to bring the Leafs down to was that real disruptive to bring Air Canada Center? No, they were going from a place that was a dump to play hockey in, and none of the amenities, to move into a new, better location. The baseball team would be happy, and they'll be happy to go to, I'm assuming it's a dome stadium. It's a grass stadium that has a dome that is closed
retractable
when it rains.
Exactly. And that happens
Seattle
in other parks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have that in other parks, and engineering in 2020 is that much more advanced as opposed to back in the 80s when they even built the dome. With Richard Petty, the former president and CEO of MLSC, also the former president and CEO of SkyDome back from 89 through 94. So the report in the Globe also indicated that this would be privately funded. But I think there's a lot of people skeptical of that. You know, if you're looking for some sort of, I guess, tax break or some sort of advantage via the government in the era of COVID, it's tough to pull that off anyway. I think it's almost impossible now. But how would you go about that? Like, who do you need behind you?
I agree with your conclusion 100%. The debt, the federal debt, the provincial debt, the municipal debt after COVID is going to be huge. You know, SkyDome was kind of a game changer. You know, I think the original plan was 380. It topped out at 580. Private business put in 150 million into it. It sold a couple times. It was kind of the last of the big projects in Ontario that anyone had an appetite to put public money into. Now, Calgary, Edmonton have done it since. There's still some appetite across Canada. Personally, I've gone on the record for over a decade saying I really don't think government should have any business giving pro teams money or helping them build stadiums and arenas. They're billionaire owners with really wonderful franchise appreciation. Now, I'm a little biased because, you know, we paid all our own bills and paid full taxes at Maple Leaf Sports Entertainment. We spent $1 billion.
Did you make that money back, Richard? Like, how quickly did they make the money? Because everyone knows MLSC is sitting on just a fortune now compared to even where you were in 99. So how long did it take for you to make the money back?
Well, we built, let's do a little bit of math here, and it'll be a little rough. We built a stadium for $360 million. The Raptors were $125 million American. What were the Leafs worth in those days? $130, $150. Now what's that collection of assets now worth? $5 billion?
Yeah, something like that, yep.
So I really don't think, I mean, in the States, it's tragic. It's theft. When a franchise, you know, talks a St. Louis or something into building them a wonderful stadium, and then they leave town, and they leave them with the bond still haven't paid off. So I think it's highway robbery, and I don't think there's going to be a lot of appetite for that at a normal time, and as you pointed out, post-COVID, less than of appetite. They've got to fund this themselves.
Oh, and I think that's exactly what they're well aware of as of today, but I am always curious to find out how quickly they feel like they can make money, because clearly that's a part of the discussion here. You don't build a new stadium and pump all that money into it as a charity to the city. You know, you're doing it because you feel like you can make money, and even more.
And Rogers is a publicly traded company, so the shareholders care. Now, you know, they tried, you heard, you know, Calgary tried to stick up the, you know, Ken King and Brian Burke were out there when they were doing that. I was speaking out against it. Burkey texted me and said, "You're not helping."
Yeah, well, they threatened, right? They threatened to leave.
The late Ken King was pissed off at me because I'm speaking out against it. But, you know, they blackmailed the city. They didn't get the deal they got because the mayor, Nenshi, stood up to them. But, you know, a lot, when you're losing a franchise, it's amazing what politicians will do. Now, the interesting thing here with TFC, with the Leafs and the Raptors, you've got so many franchises. I'm not sure when you're a single sports franchise city, materially, you have a big gun to their head. When you're in a town with lots of sports entertainment options, you don't have the same gun to their head.
Right, and yeah, the threat of leaving town is just, it would be laughed out of the room. I mean, it's not happening. Rogers is not moving on from the Blue Jays, so they can't even use those same bullets that other ownerships have done with other cities around the country or around North America, for that matter. But I'd be curious, Richard, we're chatting with Richard Petty, Obviously, Scotiabank Arena has exploded in terms of what we can expect from new buildings with the condos down there, with real sports down there, the surroundings. But what might be the next layer to that? Let's say the Blue Jays are looking to build something down at the waterfront. Where does your creativity take you in terms of what you can build and how you can make it even more profitable, but more importantly for the average fan, a better experience? You know, where else could we go in the future?
Well, I'm not sure I'm the person to answer that because, you know, I used to, when I chased a basketball team for Larry Tannenbaum in 92-93, I visited 21 arenas. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of little things in Air Canada Center that were best practices that I learned from arenas across North America. I went to the new arena in Detroit a couple of years ago for the Red Wings, and I walked through it and I watched, wow, there are so many. If I was still running SkyDome, there were so many best practices there you take. So I'm not current. I haven't gone that arena and stadium tour, but there's no doubt there's a whole bunch of stuff going on, especially with all the digital stuff. You know, signage is completely different. Entertainment's completely different. Food and beverage, it's got pretty creative over the years. I mean, by the time I left Maple Leaf Sports Entertainment, we had 7 restaurants. I mean, and they're all from, you know, 11 to, as you said, real sports. So there's a lot of creative people. I don't think they'll have any trouble coming up with creative content.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. Great stuff as always. Really appreciate the insight, Richard. We'll do it again down the road. Thank you for this.
Okay, you bet. Bye now.
There's Richard Petty, the former president and CEO of MLSE and president and CEO of the SkyDome back in 89 through 94. So, yeah, I mean, he kind of was a little bit skeptical on whether or not this was even possible, but it does seem like the idea of keeping the team playing here while you build the stadium, the only option would be to build on a different site, right? Yeah. Just build down by the water, which is what everyone assumes they would do, is buy land and set up shop down on the waterfront, which has potential to build up our waterfront for sure.
For sure.
Yeah, your old bar might have to get ripped out there, Hazy. Cabana.
Yeah, there's that name is gone. How many different names
docks?
Have been down there? Down at the docks.
I've never been there in my life. Cabana, they call it. They go down there.
It was called
Sunday.
The docks forever, and it was.
Oh,
that
Cabana
nowhere.
Used to be the docks?
Yes, that was it. Oh. It was called the docks nightclub. And to get a cab out of there, people just fist fights everywhere trying to get the one cab that would drive down. It was the worst.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm not sure where, again, they would set it up. There's a lot of waterfront available, but you need it to be accessible for people.
Yeah.
That take transit.
Yeah, you're not going north. You're not going to Markham or anything like that. You just can't do it. You need
can't
to
happen.
Keep it. You need to keep it right in the heart of the city.
I'd rather they just keep the dome. Like, you know, if you're going to upgrade on the dome, it's got to be downtown. You can't go anywhere but downtown. Not right. interested in that, personally.
Grappler chiming in with Rebel Nightclub as well.
Rebel, that's, I think, what it was called or maybe is currently called. Is it Cabana now? I don't know. I haven't been there in 10 years.
I've never been over there. I just seen it on social media.
Down on the docks, there's
like
a show. I've seen a couple bands down on the docks there.
Yeah, there's a concert hall down there. I saw the Hip played there years ago.
Yeah.
It was actually awesome.
I was there, Hazy. Me and
were
you were in the same facility, pal.
There you go. I was down there. That was when some guy threw a vintage Wendell Clark jersey on the stage, and Gord Downie looked at it. He's like, why would you throw me this? Like, this is like a vintage Wendell shirt. Why would I want this?
He was rattled about it. I think you brought that up on the show.
I did. Like, I remember, like, 9 years ago I brought it up as content. I'm like, why would you throw your Wendell Clark vintage Leaf jersey onto the stage of your favorite band?
No.
What do you think they're going to do with that? Throw it in the garbage, probably, and move on.
No kidding. There's only one word to describe why that happened. Booze.
Yeah,
booze,
of course.
Exactly.
Buckled. Thinking, this Gord Downie's going to love me. Here's my Wendell jersey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably
didn't
happen.
You go to a concert down there, you got to get buckled. You got to enjoy yourself.
It's a gritty little spot. It's a pretty intimate spot. It's not a big spot. It's
nope.
Like a good spot to see the Hip. It was awesome to be down there.
Yeah.